you know, again, I just want to thank everyone for coming out and, you know, just sharing, you know, their time at these town hall meetings. Again, thank you, Minister Muhammad. Of course, to the pastor of this church for allowing us this opportunity to be in here to hold these town meetings, and to all the other activists that are actually a part of the community council that, you know, have bonded together to, you know, to create some of the changes that we are in striving to do. You know, I think I said the first time I held the mic in my hand that many battles are won, but yet wars are still lost. And, you know, and I was taking a look at what has transpired over these last 8 months. And as we know, we've won a battle with Mercy being held over for murder. You know, and that was a great battle. That was a great win. You know, the war still goes on. You know, we have also come again and won another battle by the Mark Gore Commission decision to institute this oversight model that we as a community has some participation in, and helping them create this. Because for what I understand, in times past, when these murders occurred with the BART police, there was an attempt to create some oversight model, and it never transpired. And it was, to me, and I guess in the past, used as a decoy to kind of disseminate the movement that was taking place in their wrongful action. You know, but yeah, you know, I'm grateful to the community that has come out and, you know, and stated their point and their position concerning this oversight model. You know, and so I'm grateful and I'm thankful, and you know, and like Minister Muhammad, you know, it's better than nothing. But yet at the same time, I do believe that we can tweak this thing to make it benefit the community as it should. So let's use it. You know, and one of the first things that I want to do in testing the model is filing a complaint against Tony Perrone. You know, and I hope others does that too. You know, because as we know right now, he's not charged, or Dominici is not charged for any of the wrong things that they did on that platform. However, there needs to be some complaints lodged against them. They cannot go by just simply untouched. And not only that, that would be the test that I believe to show whether this model and the BART board acted in good faith to create this model will work. You know, so we have to put it to the work. We have to put it to the test. The family's doing well. You know, thank God we've had an opportunity, as I shared with Minister Muhammad, to where, you know, the young men that were on the platform, they're suffering some issues. You know, they're angry. You know, they're confused. Matter of fact, you know, they're quick to act. You know, and as we know, we have to be wise in the things that we do and say today when we are confronted by police officers in this community. Because one wrong decision or act can change your life. And as we've seen in the last three murders, just that. You know, whether Browning was instructed to raise his hand, and he did, or whether he said something, for whatever reason, he was killed wrongfully. You know, and I appreciate the story that Minister Muhammad shared about the Good Samaritan, because I myself, you know, and I hold myself accountable to this, is that I remember I can ride down these streets of Oakland and I can see a brother face down on the ground, and the first question comes to my mind is, what did he do wrong? You know, yeah, he has to be wrong. You know, and I know today that I have to check myself on that, because just because I'm face down on that ground don't mean I've done anything wrong.
That's right.
You know, we have to take a look at what is truly happening in our community, and like Minister Muhammad said, people stood back to see whether he had a criminal record. We're talking about Oscar Grant, or, you know, what kind of troubled individual he was. You know, this whole thing is about justice.
That's what it's about.
You know, and we have to stand up for justice. You know, and when we see an individual on the ground or someone going through some issue with the police department, that they don't necessarily have to be wrong.
That's right.
You know, and we as a community need to stand on that. You know, I think the last thing that I want to say, you know, and a feeling to me, you know, and I'm talking about the issue that's going on with the strike that the employees may take and all that, was that I saw a clip on the news. And, you know, and as we know, media can be very manipulative. They can hit you in points that cause you to misread the whole situation. You know, and I thought about this, and I said to myself, you know, is this a trick by the enemy? You know, because when they flashed the camera on citizens that began to complain that we should be glad we have a job. You know, I don't work for BART, but, you know, we should be glad we have a job. Look at all the money they're getting paid, and therefore, why would they even consider even taking a position of striking? You know, there's some issues, underlying issues that are going on that we don't know about. You know, we only get fed what the media feeds us.
That's right.
You know, so we have to be very careful to watch how we allow emotions to get swayed by them. Because my first thought was, what they're doing is they're trying to get the community to side with more or less the BART board or the, you know, the upper echelon of BART to run their policies and all that as if they're good people.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
And so we hear people in the community say, well, the BART is paying them well, you know, and really in ways that manipulates our mind to think that they're actually doing a good thing. And the reality of it is that they're not. That's why they're having all the problems that they're having.
That's right.
You know, and we have to read through that stuff to really see it, you know, and it has to be addressed, you know. So, you know, again, I just want to thank everyone for coming out and continue this race, you know, because it's not to the swift, it's to us when we do it. And I'm standing firm on my belief that we will gain this victory.
That's right.
You know, and as Dr. Tasco said, become a model for other communities to also have some success in this fight that we're going through.
All right, thank you. So sisters and brothers, thank you all for your time, your attention. Were there any questions that need to be asked before we wrap? And of course, we'll be back next Saturday. And by that point, we hope to have a report back to you about the OPD selection of its new chief. I think the new chief should come to the town hall. That's what I think. And I don't think that the mayor and his staff will be adverse to it. He doesn't begin the assignment until September. But God willing, we want to see policing done in a way that's respectful and honorable of people. And as Brother Bobby has stated, this is a fight that we're not going to give up. Just to make sure we're clear on dates, September the 4th is the 995 hearing, which is the defense attorney's desire to have the case thrown out due to misconduct from the Alameda County system. By the way, he was making his argument before the judge even rendered the decision.
And September 11th is the change of
right.
Hearing.
I was coming next to that. I was just explaining the 995 that Attorney Rain made his argument before the judge said anything in the press. So he had already leaked into the press that he was going to make this 995 hearing and that Mesley couldn't get a fair trial in Alameda County and that the system was working against him. He was doing that from the beginning. When the officers went to Tahoe and arrested him, and they say that the officers attempted to question him. Well, last I checked, they had a right to question him. But you have a right to remain silent. They have a right, you have a right. So unless they brutalized you in order to force or compel your testimony or threaten you, then they've not done wrong. Officers ask us questions every day. What are you doing in this area? Where are you going? Every time we get pulled over, what are you doing here? So now, my point is they have a right to ask a question. They have a right not to answer. You with me now? So the 995 hearing is based on an allegation that the court treated Mr. Mesley unfairly. I thought they treated him too fair. I thought he was too fair when they gave him bail. I wanted to see Mesley come in there in an orange jumpsuit and chains. I missed it. But the one time he had to do it, I missed it. I wanted to see that man chained up. And I want to see him chained up again. But at this point, it looks like it's going to take to the end of the trial, and they take him out in cuffs. Then we can catch him in chains. And maybe I can visit him in Folsom while teaching religion. I can go teach him in Folsom or Soledad. I'd like to see Mr. Mesley down there.
I like to say that when he came in the orange jumpsuit chain, he was actually hit from the puppet, so we didn't get to see him.
No.
Right. So that's how the courtroom was set up.
They didn't hide anybody else, though, did they?
No, they didn't hide nobody else.
Because every time I go to court, I see a brother in chains.
Right. Hair on cold, all that stuff.
All that.
Yeah.
Won't even let him brush his teeth.
Yeah.
That's a shame. So that's September the 4th. It is a claim to be something that's routine of many defense attorneys in that we should not expect any strange reactions in it, but stranger things have happened in this country. So we want to be very vigilant to ensure that nothing crazy happens on September the 4th. Then on September the 11th is the change of venue motion. And again, I haven't seen anybody. I made it a point to go through some BART stations. And I haven't seen anybody taking any polling at the BART station. Or maybe they'll take the polling in the communities. But I haven't seen anybody ask anybody anything about whether or not they felt they could serve fairly on a jury in Alameda County in the Mesley trial. I haven't heard or seen anything of the sort. But the evidence that the defense is to present on that day is evidence from a polling that's done to determine whether or not a trial can be held fairly in Alameda County. That's on September the 11th. The judge declared he expected that the trial dates would begin around the second or third week of October. October 13th is that date that they're expecting should everything else go according to schedule. So mark those dates in your calendar. We'll be sending out mailers soon for the community council to reconvene that we will strategize over our responses to the Myers-Nave report, the Noble report, and the immediate removal of Chief G. And of course, the refusal to removal means the removal of Dorothy Duggan. And really, she can just go now. I shake her hand at the meetings because, you know, if Bush or Reagan can shake Gorbachev's hand, and I can shake Dorothy Douglas' hand to sit down at the table and talk, but I don't like it. We're just trained in righteousness, so if somebody wants to shake my hand, whose hand I may not really want to shake, I'll shake it. You know, unless I smell sulfur. If I smell sulfur, I may pull back. But just the service of humanity really requires that you don't have to shake anybody's hand. You be the activist and stand up and make your points heard. And so, family, thank you all for your time, for your attention. As we open in God's name, so too do we close. So if you bow your hands and join us in prayer. Oh God, we thank you for this great day. For this is the day that you have made, and it is marvelous in our eyes. We thank you for this chance to stand like your servants, like Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. Our concern is for the least, the last, and the lost of these, that those that have been denied justice in the last days, that we know that justice would be served. We thank you, O Lord, for the eventual working out of your will, for the righting of that which is wrong, and for the removal of those that have been wrong from the seat of authority that your righteousness might live forever. We ask these prayers in the name of your servants and in the name of all of those who stand with your servants in righteous deeds. We say together, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. May God bless you. Peace.